Texans Huddle begins now. We are so very happy that you're watching. My name is Drew Doherty, your host, along with my good pal, John Harris. He's the Texans radio sideline reporter, a Texans analyst, sitting in for Mark Vandermeer. You got something?
Rock and roll! I just had to see what it's like to be Mark. I hear that every so often, so it's always nice to say that and sit in Mark's chair.
You did a nice job. Mark does it the best, but you know, we all have our strengths and our talents. You know, a little later in the show, we're going to break down what you saw from minicamp, what you saw from OTAs. We're also going to go one-on-one with the offensive line coach of the Houston Texans, and we've got cheerleaders and a trip to the Brookwood community. But let's start first with general impression, what you saw defensively out of the Houston Texans May and June.
Well, not a whole lot different, to be honest with you. A lot of the same. I know a lot of people have talked about, what are you going to do with that other defensive end position? But other than that, the faces are pretty similar. There were some guys that were dinged up. Didn't get the chance to see Jonathan Joseph and a few of the other corners. But for the most part, it was a lot of the same thing. Just a little bit cleaner. Guys knowing the system a little bit more. The safeties and Andre Howe and Quentin Demps both know the system pretty well. You can see Andre Howe really taking charge back in the secondary. But a lot of the same things. The biggest question I would imagine is, who's going to play that defensive end spot in the base package opposite J.J. Watt? I would imagine that's really the only question about the defense at this point.
No doubt. And you bring up a lot of the same faces. One of the new faces defensively, Antonio Allen. He's a safety the Texans picked up on the free agent market. Did some nice things. We saw him pick off a pass or two. What were your general thoughts about double A?
Well, I thought watching him at the beginning, you could tell he was kind of sticking his toe in the water with the defensive scheme. He was just trying to get everything in order where it needs to be and how he was going to play in the system. But as it wore on, you could see him making more and more plays. He was getting more comfortable with the system. And he made a great pick. One day kind of floating in the middle, they were trying to get the ball over his head. And he got up. I don't know what his vertical is, but man, it was definitely at a Michael Jordan level, at least on that play, to go up and get it and bring it down and make the play. And that's what you really want in the secondary. You just want guys that can make plays. Right now, you're going to the season with Andre Howe and Quentin Demps, and it's going to be really hard to unseat either guy. But with Antonio Allen, you got a lot of different things you can do with him. And worst case, he is a key factor on special teams. And we all know that special teams have got to get better. Larry Izzo, the new special teams coordinator, knows it's got to get better. And so if that means Antonio Allen plays on special teams, he's a part of the sub package. There are a lot of guys back there that can make plays. Eddie Pleasant, you talk about Quentin Demps, who I would say right now is the starter going in. Then you draft K.J. Dillon. You got Corey Moore and Curtis Drummond. You got a lot of guys back there that can make some plays. It's going to be interesting competition, but they got to work hard to unseat Quentin Demps at this point.
No doubt. You know, on the flip side of things, on the offensive side of the ball, Mike Devlin in the offensive line, there's a lot of moving pieces. You had a chance to go one-on-one. Let's check it out.
Coach, OTAs, I would imagine, have got to be a little bit frustrating for you, especially for young guys and experienced guys, because they don't have pads on. But what can you glean from the offensive linemen during a phase like this in the offseason?
Well, the going against the guys we go against every day, you know, Wolfhard and Watt and Simon and all of them, really. I mean, you know, just you can see that if they can compete or not, you know. So that helps them. It is more of a pass-oriented deal. So you can work on that. The negative is the run game that you need to work on. And the true test of that is, or any of these linemen are, when the pads come on in the grind.
Coach, last year there was some offensive line at the beginning of the year. Guys are bumping around a little bit, and then you found some consistency when you inserted X at left guard. What did that mean to have that consistent five up front each and every week?
Yeah, I mean, I think the offensive line play is all about, you know, knowing each other and being on the same page and thinking alike. So anytime you can get a crew in there that's consistent, then their play becomes more consistent just by the nature of what we do. But one of the things here is we preach flexibility, and that's even why even now and during this time that we move them around, switch them around, because at the drop of a hat, you only have seven up for a game. Guys got to go. You got to play different positions. So it's good in the fact that they can all do it. You would love to have five guys. It's not the reality of it a lot of times. But
you add in Nick Martin as a rookie center. You have some other young guys. What do you want to see from the young guys? What's the keys for the young guys heading into training camp? Only one more week of mini camp. What's the key for them heading into training camp?
I think furthering their knowledge of the system. So they can play fast and not thinking. I think, learning how to be good pros, good teammates, and, you know, just what they need to do to be successful for the long haul, the grind. Dwayne Brown unable to be out here due to the injury he suffered, but he's been around. He's been rehabbing. What does it mean to have a veteran like that that's had the success that he's had at that left tackle position?
Yeah, and you know, for young guys, guys like him and Clark and even Jeff Allen, and it's guys like those that, you know, you want your young guys to emulate how to be pros. And so that's Dwayne right now, even though he's not out here, has been instrumental in my room as a leader to, you know, to further these young guys and all the guys really and how to approach the game.
Good chat there with Devlin. One of the guys he's working with is left guard Xavier Suofilo, who really came on middle of last season and showed some improvement, didn't he?
Yeah, I remember watching Xavier Suofilo way back to his true freshman year, and you always knew the guy could run block. There was never any question about him hammering guys at the point of attack. I mean, his final year at UCLA, his film was awesome to watch in the run game. You can tell that there's some pass protection work that still needs to happen for him. And obviously going into his third year now, he's got to clean that up. But when he does, I think he is going to end up being one of the better offensive linemen this team has. But that's going to take some work, and Mike Devlin's been working with him on that. But you bring in Jeff Allen, you bring in Tommy Bergstrom, you draft Nick Martin. You're really trying to solidify those three spots, guard, center, guard, with three of those four guys. And then the other guy will be the key backup. So I feel pretty good, actually, about that interior. I think the only question is, when do we get Dwayne Brown back, and how much can he do at the time you get him back? I think if he's able to come back for the first game, you feel pretty good about what you have up there. I like Chris Clark. I like Kendall Lamb. I don't want to see either one of them starting at left tackle to start the year, because I want to see Dwayne Brown 100% healthy there at left tackle to start the year, especially against some of the Bears pass rushers they're going to have, and then obviously against the Kansas City Chiefs too.
Okay, we got a chance to go one-on-one with Xavier Suofilo. He had this to say about which NFL all-time great he would add to the Texans. If you could choose any player, any NFL great from the past to be your teammate on this current Houston Texans roster, who are you going to go with?
I don't know. Like offensive line or just anyone?
Anybody.
I think it'd be cool. I don't know, to play with like, have someone like Troy Polamalu or something. I mean, okay. I don't know. Or
you're the
older player like Ronnie Lott or something. Like,
I like it. You know? I like it. Was Polamalu your favorite growing up?
I mean, I was an lineman and he was a safety. We always cheered for him because, you know, he's a representative of the Polynesian culture, man. You know, he's a Samoan guy, and, you know, even though I'm biased from the school across town, not his, but, you know, we always cheer for the Polynesian guys who growing up.
He was just fun to watch, too, with mm-hmm. Polynesian, white, black. I mean, he was just an exciting guy to see on the field.
No doubt.
Yeah. What's it like being a rookie under Bill O'Brien as opposed to being a second or a third-year player mm-hmm. under Bill O'Brien?
Well, I think as a rookie, you don't really know what to expect. You know, you come in and, you know, you're learning a new offense that you had no idea about before. You're surrounded by veterans, you know, great players. When I came in, you know, I had guys like, you know, Andre Johnson on the team. You know, we still have Dwayne Brown, guys like Chris Myers. Vets have been around for a very long time and know what they're doing. And as a rookie, you just try to soak it all in, man. You try to, you know, really keep your mouth shut, listen, pay attention, and speak when spoken to.
Give me your favorite primetime memory as a Houston Texan.
I'd probably have to say last year. Last year when we played the Bengals on Monday night, and they were 8-0. And I think that was my first start after coming back from being hurt. And, you know, they're a very good team, and we pulled one out, and we upset them on Monday night. And that was, I guess that was a big deal for our team at that point.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. That was a fun one. It's a good mm-hmm. choice. Mm-hmm. It's one that a lot of your teammates have chosen too. So mm-hmm. when this place is as loud as it gets and it's rocking on game day, mm-hmm. how would you describe it?
It's an atmosphere you can't really describe unless you're here. And I mean, being on the field is even 10 times crazier than being in the stands. There's just so much energy and so much passion. You can tell with the city of Houston. I know I definitely feel it, and I know our team does too. And I think that, you know, the support that we receive, I think Coach O'Brien says it all the time. Our fans are some of the best in the NFL, if not the best. You know, it's special to be a part of.
how excited are you to be able to head down to Mexico City, play in a game? I know your focus, your main focus is beating the Raiders, but around that, how pumped are you?
We're all excited. Like I told you, I've never been out of the country before, and interested to see, you know, how other countries are ran, and particularly Mexico, and how they do it, and authentic food. You know, I love Mexican food, and you know, obviously we'll be there for a short time, but you know, I think just meeting people, being able to speak Spanish, and obviously the most important thing, winning, will make that trip, I guess, make or break that trip.
Saw some nice things from Xavier and a lot of the offensive linemen, and look, it really doesn't happen until the pads go on, but you still can work on footwork and technique that you're going to need throughout the year, because you really don't wear the pads much in practice throughout the year. You're wearing them during the game, so get it done at training camp, but a lot of work done during OTA's minicamp.
No doubt. You know, you can't see John's shoes right now, but he's got footwork like Fred Astaire, and that's something I promise. A little bit later, we're going to the Brookwood community, plus we've got Dear Drew and cheerleaders, Texans Puddle. Right back.